Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So Jamie Foxx was fighting back tears in his first public appearance since he was hospitalized.
Aww.
Big time, he accepted the Vanguard Award. And he has not been out for an appearance since April, since this medical complication, which we still don't know what it was, by the way.
At this rate.
We think it was a stroke, but we have no idea. Based on the fact that he was in a home where they help people who had strokes.
Right, right. A literal specialized facility for the whole thing. But
He did say he couldn't walk. Those are words out of Jamie's mouth.
I mean,
he said
so
that
many.
Himself.
Ooh, dang it, Jake.
Mm-hmm.
This man, Mr. Foxx. Hey, that's fire, though. And congratulations on winning the Vanguard. That's big ups.
Words for words. This is what Jamie Foxx said. He said, you know, it's crazy. I couldn't do that 6 months ago. I couldn't actually walk. And then he did a 12-minute speech. And then he paused, and then he started crying. And then he said, I'm not a clone. I know a lot of people who were saying I was cloned out there. I want to thank everybody that I've been through something. I've been through some things. So that's all we know. He says he cherishes every moment now, and he wouldn't wish what he went through on his worst enemy.
I don't know.
He said, I saw the tunnel. I didn't see the light. Don't say you think he's out there cloned. Knock it off, DZ.
Sounds
Come
like
on.
A clone now.
Get out of here.
I mean, why would a real one need to say that they're not a clone? Riddle me that.
I don't know.
Suspicious.
He said he's been to hell and back. That was in July, but this was the first public appearance. He's not a clone, DZ.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Good to have you back, Mr. Foxx. Okay. Clone or not.
Agree.
Oh, look at that. A concert announcement at 8 a.m. this morning. Can't wait.
Ooh.
Just found out about it, and I'm very excited.
Yeah.
Goofy. Yeah. Concert announcement coming up at 8 a.m. along with Summerfest Power Passes right before that at 7:45. Harlem Globetrotters ticks at 8:40. And a trip to Mexico at 9. Woo.
Man, it's like we're a radio station or something.
I know. It's like we have prizes to give away nonstop.
On deck.
So it's Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Good morning.
Good morning. Buenos dias. How
buenos
we doing?
Dias. Bien y tú.
Muy bien. Gracias. Mm-hmm. Very good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So I need an update.
What's up?
Because you were stressed about the baby not gaining weight when I talked to you.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you went to the doctor and we haven't heard an update. So what is happening? And when is the next doctor appointment? And where are we at?
Oh, okay. My bad. My bad.
I need an update and so does everybody else. Go.
I realized we had all these things going on. My bad, my bad.
Is baby Danison gaining weight?
So Danny's he's okay, y'all. So yeah, last time we had gone to the doctor, they said he hadn't hit his goal weight.
Okay.
Which was back to birth weight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 8 pounds, 15 ounces, and he wasn't there. He was a couple ounces shy.
It is common for babies to lose weight while they're trying to get the breast milk and latch on.
Right.
But the goal, you have to have them start to gain it back eventually.
Exactly.
Right, yeah.
So at his follow-up appointment, they were like, we're not at the weight that we would have wished he would be at. Let's see y'all at the end of the week. This was on a Monday, right?
Right.
Let's see y'all at the end of the week on Friday and see if we can, you know, get the weight up a little bit, get his feeds in, going, all that good stuff. We come back Friday, fast forward, they put this boy on the scale. He was like an ounce or two shy of gaining a full pound.
Oh, please. Bruh. He learned to eat.
He learned to eat. 9 and a half, baby. He was out here big flexing on him. He said, I'm lightweight. Let me bump a weight class. Give me a second. Started going crazy.
He put on his wrestling outfit and he got ready.
The little luchador mask. He went off. But no, he gained a pound in like 3.5 days. You know what I'm saying? Just by more consistent, upping his feed, making sure he was on a tight strict schedule.
My question was going to be, was it because you guys were letting him sleep a little more than you probably should, and now you were waking him up because they told you to start waking him up to feed
him.
We
upped the number of feeds because we shortened the amount of hours. Because overnight, we're like, if he's KO'd and sleep, why am I going to wake him up?
Right.
Like, you said go off of his cues. Y'all told us in the hospitals, go off of his cues.
And then he doesn't gain weight and they tell you to wake up.
And then you tell me to, okay. Yep. So I'm the, right.
So relatable.
Anyway.
Yeah, I'm with you.
He gained that weight, but we still got some concerns. I'm not
like
going to say, like, we're just honestly wondering if there's maybe a tongue tie or a lip tie just because his lactation is still interestingly difficult.
He's not latching.
Even on a bottle.
He's not latching onto the boob or the bottle.
Both. Like, well, he's latching. He's latching. Just doesn't feel correct. And it's like one of those like gasp and common sign for tug tie. And we're not trying to be WebMD parents. So
no,
we're like, let's go talk to somebody. So when we hit the doctor, they hit us up and said, okay, cool. We feel you, understand. If you guys want to see a specialist, boom, bam, we got you. So we got an appointment coming up with a specialist to check on all that stuff because we want him to be top notch.
I don't
want to
tell Aaron's business, but she told me something that I agreed with. She said it still hurts. It shouldn't hurt.
Right.
She's like, they're telling me it shouldn't hurt. I'm like, it shouldn't. And she knows that and I know that. And so that's how you know something's off. Breastfeeding only hurts in the beginning when you're trying to figure it out. And then your nipples get raw and then it just becomes natural and it's fine. And it doesn't hurt.
Just get you some butter.
It doesn't hurt after a while.
But
yeah.
It shouldn't hurt. And all they're talking about, the creases, the shape, the lipstick, you know, the pain that you get. I was just like, oh man, all these things that you go through as far as like
so hard.
Getting this baby to some nutrition.
Right.
You know?
Just trying to feed your baby.
So the fact that he's still having trouble latching on the boob and that we think he's having trouble even latching onto a bottle sometimes, it's like, bruh, he like pushes the bottle out with his tongue.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like he has this like thrust, this tongue thrust.
He's like,
if that
no
makes sense.
Thanks.
Right.
He pushes it out of his mouth. That's kind of funny.
But he's suckling. So it's like he's pushing but trying to drink.
He can't figure it out.
We're wondering if this man is just struggling. So we'd love to see a specialist and that's what we're going to do. His weight is good.
Wait,
but now we just want to make sure everything else is. What?
We're almost at a month old.
Dog.
Oh my gosh.
Dog. Did you do the numbers?
Did you do the numbers? Whoa. Yeah. It's December 5th.
Mm-hmm.
He was born November 13th. We are almost a month. He's almost a month old.
This man is going to be driving soon. Yes. Yes. You're right.
Oh, I can't believe he's a month old already.
And crazy to think, but
jeez.
I don't think he's changed all that much. I bet you he will. Like, we'll see the difference once we take pictures, though.
Yeah, you are going to see a difference in the pictures. Somebody texted in, oh, this is Sarah in Kenosha. She said, my friend's daughter did the same thing, which sounded like choking. The doctor recommended a swallow feeding study, which helped.
A swallow feeding study. I'm going to actually write that down. Swallow feeding study. Mm-hmm. See, because I'm curious. I am. Is this common, right? Quote unquote. Because there's a lot of things that are common, uncommon, especially with kids. But this is a completely different experience. You ask me what's the most different? Everything. They're completely different kids.
Yeah, from Sammy and
Danny. They're completely different kids.
Yeah.
So we had none of these issues. I'm going to say air quote issues because they're not issues. They're just hurdles and milestones that we're getting through.
He'll be fine.
Right? Yeah. Us as parents, we just expect them and want them to be great and amazing from jump. But going to the specialist who think is going to help, I'm just wondering, like, what the experience has been for other people, right? Did you have something like this ever?
I was very lucky. I was able to breastfeed both my kids pretty easily. It hurts in the beginning, you know, but then you get past that, and it's fine. I quit after 3 months because it's, like, a lot of work. And I just didn't have that stamina. I pumped, I fed, and I was like, I'm done. I'm just done.
Three months?
Maybe Owen was six or so. And then Hudson was like three. And I was like, I'm done.
Okay.
I can't. This is too much. It was a lot going on.
Because
I was a single mom by the time I was with Hudson. So it was like trying to get all this done. And then I just switched to formula.
Okay, I was going to say, because formula is a viable option. I know a lot of people prefer not to.
Well, yeah, but for me, I'm the same way. But I had to have my sister and people around me go, it's okay if you give your baby formula. Baby's gonna be just fine. We were formula fed. We're alive. We're fine.
We're not that crazy, are we?
Well, we're crazy, but we're smart.
Not
that crazy. Thank you.
Keywords.
And I do remember when it got harder. That might have been why I stopped with Owen, was because I couldn't produce enough, and it was making me crazy.
Man.
And I remember my ex-husband going, like, this is not that serious. Like, just we can't lose our minds over this.
Right.
Just a supplement with formula.
And we're good.
And we did, and it was.
If your day sounds like.
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois. It's
better. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Fine. Yeah. And then when I felt no pressure, we were fine.
It was fine. Because
the pressure's from everybody else.
Mm.
Some people put it on themselves because it's important to them.
Yep.
But a lot of times you're worried about everybody else telling you got to breastfeed, which is, you know,
and I'll tell you
better
something.
But it's better for them, obviously, but they'll be okay if you can.
And I'll explain why I feel like it is important to us, because on the front end, you may or may not remember, my wife had a breast reduction early in life.
So
she was told, if anybody knows, she might not ever breastfeed ever. So the fact that she's even producing the normal amount of breast milk
is
for
amazing.
A baby, amazing. So I'm like, keep going, Ma.
I should have told you this. My sister Jenny was never able to breastfeed, and she took it horribly.
Man.
And eventually she just had to go, screw it. There's nothing I can do about it. She tried, and some women can never produce and never do it. So 414-533-1037. I see your text coming in. Somebody said he could have a tongue tie, but you're going in to see the specialist to see what's going on.
Yeah.
So.
We actually, is it tomorrow? I think we have an appointment tomorrow.
Mm.
I could double back, but
today's,
you know.
I don't even know what day it is. Tuesday.
Oh, okay, bet. Yeah. Mañana.
Tomorrow's the day to find out. Well, I can't wait to see. I see the phones are ringing. We'll take your calls next. Getting the update from DZ about the new baby. We both have two sons now. I cannot believe it. It's amazing.
Gang.
More in common. It's the sun gang around here.
The sun gang?
The dose sun gang.
The dose.
You heard it first. 103.7 Kiss FM. And what that means is we're old, so if you mess with us, we're going to put our sons on you.
This is going to be Ali, DZ, and sons pretty soon, bro.
Four boys coming at you crazy.
We need four more microphones.
So you're giving us the update because we found out that Danny was not gaining weight. He was losing weight, which happens a lot of times when they're brand new.
Normal. Completely normal.
And, you know, the wife was having a little bit of trouble here and there with the getting enough milk. But Mike's on the phone. Let's just go to Mike in Hartford this morning because he's got some stuff to say to you. I'm bringing sexy back. Hi, babe.
I was going to say, who's Mike?
I mean, babe.
Good morning, babe.
Babe, what up, babe? It's the word.
We call Mike by what his wife calls him, which is Babe or Michael.
We got the pass, though, so we're good.
Yeah. It's when it's Michael, I know I'm in trouble. So.
Well, you're not today, babe. What advice do you have?
For real.
So I don't know if you guys have it. Like, if it comes down to formula feeding, we actually inherited from a family member a baby Brezza, which is a pre-selected, almost like a Keurig for bottles. You put the formula in, it warms the water for you to whatever temp you want.
It looks like a Keurig, DZ.
That's what he said. Yeah. He said it's a Keurig
this
for baby bottles.
This was not around when Owen and Hudson were born 10 years ago.
You select how many ounces you want. It puts it to the temp you want. And you just push a button and you have a fresh, warm bottle with formula in less than 10 seconds.
If it's
in the middle of the night and you're like, oh man, I got to get up and feed Danny, just go push the button, you hold them, boom, bottle's done in 10 seconds.
See,
and you don't have a screaming baby.
And you don't got to like test it to make sure it's not too hot. What's going on?
Nope.
What is the sorcery?
The first couple times we did it, we tested it and it was fine. And then, like, after we stopped using it, there were some other...
This is so bougie, Mike.
We inherited it. We didn't pay for it.
It does sound expensive. expensive. The Ingo cap.
It's $300. Yeah.
Two or three. Inherited it from somebody that didn't care about money. So,
Michael, why would you suggest something so expensive?
Okay. Seriously.
If we don't have someone coming in the world and eventually, you know, we can discuss logistics.
Okay.
I hear you, but no.
Hold on.
Hey, that's cool, though. I like that idea.
Do you know what I did?
Because
since I didn't have the baby Brezza, I made the bottles and I put them in the fridge, and then in the middle of the night, I got up and they were ready to go. Isn't that whatever? And then you shake them. Isn't that what everybody did?
But you want them warmed up, though.
Don't you want them warm?
Yeah, you got to have them warm.
I don't remember. Maybe we warmed them up. I don't remember. I don't remember having the wipe warmer. I don't remember having a
bottle soaker or like a bottle warmer.
I don't remember.
Easy. I got a crazy. Do you guys for Sammy, did you have a portable bottle warmer at all?
Ooh, now you're talking big, fancy, portable.
No, not big, fancy. Big, logical, and cheap on Amazon.
Oh, ooh, sir, send me the link.
I'll talk to Kathleen and I'll get you the link. It's definitely
link.
Worth it for travel.
It's going to be a bougie Christmas this year, let me tell you. We're getting a Keurig to make formula.
I'll send Allie the link, hashtag Christmas gift for Danielson.
Aw, y'all are too much, man. Chill. But no, I like that. I love the advice. Nice. Appreciate you, babe.
Thanks,
Mike. Yeah, no problem. Have a good one, guys.
Bye. Later, babe.
Darlene is calling in West Allis this morning. Darlene, thank you so much for holding. What's your advice for DZ?
Morning.
Hi. I had twins, and one of mine were tongue-tied.
Huh?
And what I had to do is I had to maneuver the bottle around his tongue. He kept pushing the bottle out.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to maneuver the bottle around his tongue. Eventually, he got the hang of it. But it took me a couple months to figure out exactly how to get the bottle around his mouth so he would start sucking.
Right.
So she's saying she just moves it around.
Give it a little swivel.
Interesting.
We've done that too.
You tried that.
Well, yeah, because you know how like you get it, not to get into too much of the imagery, but when you try to get a baby to latch, you like mess with their nose, mm-hmm. bump their lip with the nipple or whatever.
Yep.
And then when they open their mouth wide, you go bow.
Boom.
Ah, got him.
You shove the boob in quick.
Right, yeah. right. You know what I'm saying?
I forgot about all of these things. This is so funny.
We don't feel like he's opening his mouth wide enough,
yeah.
But the crazy thing is when he feels like crying when he's hungry, mm-hmm. then all of a sudden his mouth opened mad wide, right?
Right.
So it's like, we definitely feel what you're saying. We've done the swivel. We're going to continue to do the swivel.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting to hear. It took a few months, though, but yeah.
But you know what, DZ, maybe you could just, like, if the baby doesn't latch on, pump and then bottle feed, and then try to alternate with the breast and the bottle mm-hmm. feeding, like pump, bottle. Feed.
Is that what
maybe
you do?
Darlene.
The baby will get the hang of it. My daughter had to do that with one of her babies.
Darlene's on point.
Because the baby wouldn't latch.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. We're doubling up. We're doing what we can. We're feeding.
Mm-hmm.
We're both. We're doing both. Mm-hmm. Honestly, we're doing both for all feeds, whatever we need to do.
Angel from Franklin wrote in and said, hey, we were gifted a baby Brezza at our baby shower. My daughter's 11 months. We've never used it.
Oh, Angel. Darlene. Hold on. We got some things to do.
See you, Franklin.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, today on What Would DZ Do, the problem is...
cousin going down the wrong road.
Yikes. What does that mean?
I'm going to read it.
Okay, let's hear.
Lisa said, my cousin and I are the same age. Grew up together, literally like my sister. We're in our early to mid-20s, which right there.
Yeah.
You're either early or you're mid. You're not both, Ma, but okay.
You called her out.
But okay, you're in your 20s.
Right. Say what it is. Says, okay.
And I'm concerned about what my cousin's doing in her spare time. She recently got a boyfriend who I think is less than ideal. In general, not a good person. Don't feel like he's trustworthy and don't get that vibe or don't get good vibes from him at all. Really a frat guy poser type, but pretty sure he does illegal things to make money. But that's none of my business. What is my business is that I see my cousin getting more and more involved with this guy, and I want to have a conversation, a real conversation, to help her realize the ramifications of her actions. She's not a dumb person. I've talked to her already, and I've hinted at not liking her boyfriend, but how do I draw a line and hope she crosses to the right side? I should have seen this coming. I should mention my cousin is impulsive, but this is a new level. Any advice helps. Thank you, Lisa.
I love it how Lisa throws the shade. She's like, you know, he's not a good person. He does illegal things, but that's none of my business. Now, that's a Real Housewives quote if I ever heard one. That's none of my business. It's like when they sit down at the table and they go, who was the first person you'd kick away from the table? Go. It's just shady. You know what I mean? That's the kind of game we're playing here.
That's funny, though.
That's none of my business.
That's funny you call that out because I hadn't heard that. I just like kind of glazed through it and was like, regular in sentence. But nah, that's none of my business was tea in hand.
Seriously.
That's none of my business looks away.
After you say 10 bad things about them, but that's none of my business. That is shade at its best.
Shade. So yeah, do plenty shade, right?
Yeah, okay. So the cousin's going down the wrong road.
Right.
So what do you think?
Man, the reality is you ain't going to be able to help everybody.
I was going to say, you can't save everyone from their bad choices, especially with relationships. Sheesh.
Now, what I will say, though, is if you really want to do something about it, could snitch on your cousin.
What does that mean?
Call
snitch
the cops.
Stop it.
Call the cops on him.
I can't believe you're saying that. Really?
Right. Why not? It's illegal, right? Illegal things are bad. Illegal. You should call the cops on all illegal activity.
Really?
PSA.
You're so full of it.
That's my advice.
Really?
Call the cops.
Just to get the guy away?
Get him in jail.
Stop it.
Get him incarcerated. Go ahead. Get the Chad off the roads. Come on now. Help him out. She said he's a frat guy poser type. My dog, that one killed me. Get Chad out of here. Call the cops.
Get Chad out of here.
He's probably selling pills. Stop. Allegations.
Maybe Chad,
I said that jokingly.
Maybe Chad opened his phone at the movie theater because it's a crime.
That is a felony.
You will go to federal prison if you have your phone out during the movies and you start recording, okay?
Federal.
Okay, 414-533-1037. What do you think Lisa should do? I inverted the
Lisa,
two.
Lisa and should.
Correct. I mixed up the two words. What should Lisa do? Her cousin's going down the wrong road. DZ says, snitch.
Call the cops.
Fine.
And there might be a reward out for him. You never know. He might have a rap sheet. You could be getting a hardened criminal off the streets. Call
the cops. We're throwing the frat boy under the bus so quick, boy.
Call the cops.
Okay. We'll get your advice next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Lisa's worried about her cousin who's going down the wrong path. Dating a guy who's doing illegal things. DZ said just snitch and put the guy in jail.
You said it's none of your business, but you sound like you want it to be your business. Make it your business. 911. Somebody call 911. My cousin's boyfriend is selling things out his back door.
Oh my gosh, Lisa is in West Allis this morning. Wait, let's talk to her first.
Lisa wrote in?
Not the Lisa that wrote in, different Lisa.
Definitely not the same Lisa.
She said, nah, my cousins are all good.
Yeah, what's your advice for Lisa here?
Okay, so she can try to talk to her cousin, but you know, that young love thing going on there, people put on blinders and they are not going to realize till it's basically too late is my thing. So she can try, but it's really none of her business. Like DC said, and the same thing, like she can try, but I don't expect to get anywhere.
Yeah.
They're trying to be Bonnie and Clyde right now. Let them.
Right.
Let him try to hit it up. Go ahead. Do your thing. Crazy in love.
And in a few years, she's going to be like, what was I doing with that loser? God. Yeah. They're like, remember when I dated? Like remember the date of that guy? Ugh. What was I thinking?
Or they're going to end up very, very together for a long time.
Or stuck.
Yeah.
Or pregnant and stuck.
Or in jail.
With a loser who's in jail.
I'm saying, or in jail if Lisa calls the cops, like I'm suggesting. I don't know.
I would present the worst case scenario just to scare her.
Would you do scared straight your cousin that's in their 20s?
You're going to die and go to jail. Everything's going to be bad.
That's called just going to jail. That's called just hitting a quick bid, man. That ain't nothing but a 30-day.
Fair enough.
And that's why I don't talk to my cousin anymore.
Mic drop. Have a great day, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Bye.
Camille is calling in Milwaukee this morning. Hey, Camille.
Wepa.
Good morning.
What's your advice?
Hi, good morning, guys. Don't say anything until she brings up a question or a conversation. Like, or she could start the conversation and be like, so how's your boyfriend? Or is everything okay with your boyfriend? And then let her start talking. And then bring your opinion.
She's saying, like, don't start it.
A woman after my own heart. Camille said, let them talk, and then boom. Lay the hammer. Now, that's my vibe.
So y'all are saying, set a trap.
Ding, 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 dong.
Ding, 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 dong. Yes, sir. And then as soon as they take the bait. Just,
you know, let her bring it up first.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? In certain type of way. And then, you know, then you give... She can give her opinion, but
sure. If
you do it right away, she's not going to listen.
She's
her
saying,
friend's not going to listen.
Camille's saying give her a safe space to open up, and then, like I said, lay the hammer.
And then lay it on her.
And tell her how dumb she is.
Yep.
Be like, get a new guy. Get a new boyfriend.
Tira la bomba.
Tira la bomba. Throw the bomb. Tira la bomba. Get out of here, Camille.
All right, Camille.
We
thanks
appreciate
for calling.
You.
Bye.
Bye. Let's go to Kyle in Walworth this morning, see what he thinks. Hey, Kyle.
What up?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, man.
What do you think?
Hey, I just say let it play out. You know, I've been in plenty of relationships in my life, and I've been with some pretty bad women. And the best thing you can do relationship-wise is to have those experiences so then you know what you don't want, right?
Mm. He's not wrong. You never listen to other people's opinions. Let's be real. You
not
can
well.
Tell anybody anything, and a lot of the times they still continue to mess around with these people. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I did it too. I mean, I had people in my young 20s are like, yo, this chick isn't good for you, bro. And I'm just like, yeah, whatever. Nope.
No. But blah, she's blah, fun.
Blah, 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 blah.
We have a great time together, man.
But I love her.
But now, as I'm older, I'm like, damn, she was that.
Obviously, so. You grow up and you mature and you go, that person is toxic. Wow.
Yeah, Kyle says she was bad and I might have been worse. I don't even know, dog.
Yeah.
What was going on?
Yeah. Man, I think that's what she needs. I think she needs to experience it. And she's going to probably go through some rough stuff.
Yeah.
But I mean, at the end of the day, she put herself there. That's what she wanted.
Or she's going to discover that she's a really great criminal and live a fantastic life running the globe doing crime. You know what I'm saying?
Probably not.
One or two things.
Are shiny. I'm telling you.
Ding, ding.
Ding, dong.
Ding, dong. Kyle, appreciate
Thanks,
the call.
Thanks, Kyle.
Man.
Have a good day.
All right, guys.
Later.
Last but not least, let's go ahead and talk to our girl, Amanda.
Turn down the volume for what?
Oh, she was off.
I think it was me. I think it was me. We can blame me today.
Don't blame yourself for her lack of being ready to go when it was her moment to shine on the radio. Amanda.
She had one job.
One job.
This time.
True.
So, what do you think Lisa should do about her cousin going down the wrong road?
I mean, I don't think there's a lot to do other than watch the train wreck happen. My sister-in-law goes through this with so many guys, and she picks a lot of not winners, you know what I mean?
A lot of winner not winners,
so,
got it.
Yeah, normally I just have to C-cap them and kind of see, oh, what are we working with here this time?
C-cap doesn't tell all the secrets, trust me.
C-cap really doesn't tell all.
It helps you with some, not all, let me tell you. I would like to start a C-cap for women.
What do you mean? Wait,
it's
what?
Like, are we dating the same guy? It's like it's like my own C-cap where I report what they're good at and what they're bad at.
Y'all, that's called the resume.
Yeah.
Tell them to bring a resume.
The positives are low, though. It's a very long list of all the bad stuff, I'm telling you.
Y'all are too
Otherwise,
funny.
You know, if the guy keeps disappearing, for example, and she's wondering where he's at, then I normally would look up inmate locator and see if he's in jail.
Oh, geez.
What's going on?
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, Amanda. Go see if he's in jail. Advice for the day.
Go check on prison?
Good talk. We have so much to give away on this show, 103.7 Kiss FM. Not only are we about to do my favorite things for today, which every day I say I'm excited, but today I'm really excited.
You uber exuberant.
This is one where I found out that not only were they going to be on my favorite things, they wanted to be a part of my favorite things, and yeah. I got so excited. So coming up next, I'm going to tell you. There are two again today. We're adding two more prizes to the prize pack.
Okay, racking them up for this week, I see.
Yep. So coming up next, my favorite things. Mm-hmm. And then don't forget, after Am I the Jerk, we have Summerfest Power Passes at 7:45.
That's right.
People that don't know what Power Passes are, they get you into every single day of Summerfest. Pretty cool.
Sounds like what it is. Mm-hmm. A Power Pass.
Right. My favorite things is next. Can you do a Mariah Carey? It's time.
It's time.
You sound like Barry Manilow.
Or white.
I meant white.
I know what you meant.
I just called you an old white dude who does not have a low voice at all.
Hey, I was going to say, man, put some respect on Barry Manilow's voice, man. All berries are good berries.
I meant Barry White.
I know what you meant.
You know what I meant.
I know what you meant. That's why I was like, or Barry White.
It's because my mom put on Barry Manilow in the tape deck.
Preconditioned.
Okay. No. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's time for my favorite things. And DZ, I have been so excited about this.
Okay.
I'm glad that you've embraced the holiday music. About time. So, one of the things that I'm a little self-conscious about with my body is the lower half. You know, I got the upper half taken care of. Mm-hmm. And I go to the gym after I lost 150 pounds. My butt is really what I want to work on now when I go to the gym.
Oh, we've talked about it. We both get BBLs.
Yes. Yeah. I want a tight butt, right? This is my new thing, legs and butt. And so when I found out that I could get a glute drive at my house, which is a literal like workout bench.
It's a workout bench.
Made to do glutes.
Huh.
And it has bands that help with resistance. And basically I was able to do what I was doing at home.
Okay.
With my butt. Okay.
Okay.
So today we're adding not just one. Are you ready for this? Two glute drive plus machines.
Wait, you get two machines?
Two machines. Now, it's designed to target, tone, and tighten your butt safely and effectively.
Target, tone, and tighten. I like that. Triple trees.
You don't have these big weight plates that you have to put on it. You don't have barbells.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have this makeshift workout.
So it's like an all-in-one workout bench for your butt.
It's revolutionary, yeah.
It's a butt builder.
And it takes the pressure off your neck and your spine, and you can put up to 180 pounds of resistance on your glutes.
Oh, I thought he was about to say only 180 pounds on. I was like, whoops, can't get it.
Well, and let me brag for a second. The guy who invented it, mm-hmm. Mike Kordecki, he's a doctor.
Nice.
He's a doctor of physical therapy and certified athletic trainer. He was a trainer for the Bears at one point.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, well, I mean, that automatically gives him credibility.
So he should have seen him working me out. Because I said, will you just show me the machine and let's play and like, woo!
Show me what to do, right.
I felt like I was going into the NFL, dude.
Really? He put you through it.
He knew what he was talking about.
So
yeah. And he invented this machine, and so now I have one at my house and I love it.
So the machine, as far as like how it works, you just like you put the resistance on the bench. Mm-hmm. Like the bands go on the bench and then you use the bench to move
your
body.
You know how you see like girls doing pelvic thrusts in the air with
the dumbbells or the barbell
on top of their pelvic?
Yep, that hurts so bad.
We're not doing that anymore. No, mm-hmm. No. We're doing this on the glute drive.
Ah.
And it's just a belt that wraps around me and I can lift my butt up. It's great. It's much better.
It takes the pressure off the front and gives you the business in the back.
Boom!
Because it's a glute drive. Oh, bars.
What up? So yeah, we're throwing these in. I'm so excited about this. Two glute drive plus machines thrown in today for Allie's favorite things. And while we're at it, how about we throw another man plow shovel in? Because you've heard me rave about my favorite shovel on the planet. If you live in Wisconsin,
you think you need one?
It's a game changer because it's so long and wide. You can sweep through your driveway in a couple of
just a pass
up
or two.
And down.
Bruh.
Instead of going up and down 50 times, it's like a 3 times.
Ooh, that's nice.
So
I'm going to need me a man plow.
I am like getting into the spirit right now because it's been a great week so far. We threw in a zoo pass yesterday.
Clutch.
We threw in a gift certificate to Fresh Chef Mill Prep Milwaukee. And then today, we threw in another man plow shovel and two glute drive plus machines.
Use one for each of your cheeks.
This is amazing. You're crazy. You know what? You can do a his and hers workout.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll do for sure. All right. 103.7 Kiss FM. We have got Am I the Jerk coming up next. Oh, and by the way, I didn't tell you how you can win all these. 1037kissfm.com. You can enter once a day. You could be winning my favorite things. All of them. Good luck.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, Erica wrote into the show today, wants to know if she's the jerk for borrowing a suitcase that got ruined and then giving it back ruined.
Yes. Oh, yes. You frustrating. Yes.
Hold on.
Big jerk.
Hold on. What if she didn't do it? What if she didn't destroy the suitcase? Hold on. Hear her out.
That doesn't make sense, but okay.
Hear her out. She said, Allie and DZ, I took a trip to South Dakota a few months back and needed a big, hard-sided suitcase to use as a checked bag. All mine are soft and small, so my older brother graciously lent me an old one for the trip. You know, the molded plastic kind. We get it, the hard one with the four wheels.
The rotating wheels.
We got you. She said, when I got home, I noted there were plenty of scuff marks on its lightly gray exterior, and one of the plastic parts one wheel was attached to had a decent crack in it, but it functioned, and it was the right size. I didn't need it to be pretty, so I used it.
Right.
Trip went great. After the flight home, I pick it up. The wheel where the crack had been had now completely split apart. And the whole wheel mechanism was hanging on by a thread, where the plastic attached to the main bag, basically. She said it wasn't on the handle side, so I could still wheel the bag tipped on two good wheels.
Right, you've
just
done
not
it.
Standing it's, up straight.
I could see it. I could just see it. Yes.
She said, I thought no big deal. It was an old beat up bag. It technically can still be used. Maybe we can tape it or glue it.
Yep.
But then I returned it to my brother, and he was pretty upset and demanded I buy him a new one because it broke while it was, quote, in my care, unquote.
Oh, no.
I disagreed. Technically, the airline and the airports did it.
No.
And if he wanted it, he could get them to cover the damage. And I could try that, he said. I also offered to buy a secondhand one to replace it. I don't think it's fair I have to replace a beat-up one with a brand new one. He didn't like either of those options. I wouldn't budge. I don't have new suitcase money, and he makes pretty good money.
If y'all don't go to Ross. My bad. Oh, prejudging. Let's finish it out.
No, I always go to Ross.
You feel me?
So he did eventually buy himself a new one, but he's holding a grudge now. To be clear, I definitely would have replaced it with a secondhand bag before returning it, but I don't think it's my fault. Mm. Am I the jerk for refusing to replace my brother's suitcase with a new one?
I hear why this is a dilemma.
Erica. She took a kind of half-broken suitcase.
Right.
It totally broke, but she didn't break it. The airline broke it. Which you should have just claimed it to the airline.
I definitely would have claimed it, yes.
They didn't. And now he's saying, no, buy me a new one. And she's saying, I'll buy you a secondhand one. No, honey.
No,
it's a new one. You don't get to buy a secondhand one.
Okay, but hold on. You basically borrowed a secondhand suitcase. In theory, the fact that that suitcase was broken alone is a secondhand suitcase. Mm-hmm. Not even, so a brand new suitcase to me would have been intact. Four wheels, zippers, great, the lock, whatever. Perfect. That's a great suitcase.
If I were to ruin that,
then I feel like I need to replace it. But it was brand new once. But not when I was using it. When I was using it, it had a crack janky wheel, and I was already concerned about it.
Mm.
When unfortunately it got snagged in the tarmac or whatever it was, little track that they use, and it busted the rest of your wheel. Had it been a fully intact wheel, the integrity would have been sound.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't.
Somebody said, I think she's the jerk. Doesn't matter how you got it. If you borrow stuff and something happens, you give it back in the same condition
I gave it back in the same condition. Broken. Yeah. Broken. I gave it back in the same. It was broken.
That's a spin.
Mm-hmm. I did give it back in the same condition.
414-533-1037. This is tough because she didn't break it.
No, she didn't. And I'm going not to jerk.
But she took it and now it's her responsibility to replace it.
That is true. You do kind of assume that, don't you?
Okay, we'll take your calls and your texts next.
I think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Erica wants to know if she's a jerk because she borrowed her brother's suitcase and it was a little bit broken. She returned it fully broken. He wants a brand new one. She said, no way, dude. I'm not buying you a new one.
Fully and little mean nothing. The integrity was busted because it was broken when you gave it to me. Broken is broken.
It wasn't totally broken, though.
But it was broken.
Audrey's calling this morning. Audrey, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Audrey. You going jerk or no jerk with the broken suitcase today?
I'm going to go with jerk.
Ooh.
She's a jerk, huh? Why?
No, you got to explain yourself now.
So I'm going to say that she's a jerk because I understand it was probably a little busted when she got it. Mm-hmm. But one, she should have said something to her brother in regards to it already being busted. And two, when she got it from the airlines and it was already like super broken, she could have just did a claim got a replacement bag and just gave her brother the replacement bag and informed him what happened.
Mm-hmm. Audrey's saying do like when you get a rental car. Do the walk around.
Inspections and pictures, maybe.
Do the inspection with the suitcase before you borrow it so that when you return it, you do the walk around again. And you go, correct. I'm sorry, but it was already, see here on the picture, sir. We had one wheel broken already. Sorry.
Got a checklist. You got a checklist like that, that scratch wasn't there on the initial checklist, sir.
Ding dong. Okay, so you say jerk today.
Yes.
All right, Audrey, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye. She's standing on business, too. She said, nah, jerk.
Well, Santino's on the phone this morning, so let's go ahead and pull him up because he had an opinion about this one.
Hey, hey.
Hey, 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 hey.
Santino, jerk or no jerk? She refuses to replace the suitcase.
Look, she's not a jerk. First off, she ain't no jerk because she gave him two options.
Ooh.
In a total, you know what, that he's not taking his sister's options. She knew, and he knew that was already broken, one. Mm-hmm. So guess what? My thing is return it in the same condition you got it. So if it's already broken, you go to the secondhand store and you get him one that's gently used. It's probably going to be an upgrade.
Right.
So meet him where he's at. And then she didn't, or he didn't want to make a claim. I'm pretty sure he put a claim on the last time, and he probably got paid out by the airlines and kept that money.
Ah, he might have, and he kept the suitcase, too, and just kept using it.
Interesting. Okay, hey. But Santino, somebody wrote in and said, yes, jerk, because he did her a favor in the first place. No one knows who really broke it. You had it in your possession. You're responsible.
Are they saying the sister's lying, and she broke it?
Mm-hmm, that she's the jerk,
it's insinuating that doesn't matter, it's her fault.
They're saying it was in her possession. Man. Figure it out. You broke it. That's what they're saying.
I get that, but it's not like it was brand new. I love what Santino said. Hit the secondhand store. Hit you the Goodwill. Well, get you this. Bruh, I had a suitcase, beautiful suitcase, and it was actually cheap. Ended up busting on me. The wheels broke off. Mm. So what did I do? I went to Goodwill. I was like, I'm not going to pay for another suitcase.
Luggage is expensive.
Man, it was like a $40 suitcase.
Too expensive.
I looked it up after I found a business card inside of it.
Yeah.
It's a lawyer, quote unquote, lawyer suitcase. Things like $600. Bruh, coming in the clutch. I use that suitcase to this day.
Don't you love when rich people take their stuff to Goodwill?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Somebody else texted in and said, not the jerk. I feel like the brother is a jerk and scamming his sister for a new suitcase.
Ooh,
what were you going to say, Santino? Yes. Go on.
Thank you. I was going to say that Ross ain't that cheap, though, for the suitcase. I ain't gonna lie, they'd be expensive.
Listen, Santino,
nobody's cheap
for suitcases.
Cheap, I swear to God.
We could do a whole topic on things that we pay way too much for. Luggage.
Exactly.
We'll expensive. Write that down for another day.
Thanks, Santino. You have a great day.
Appreciate you, fam. Hey, he says not the jerk. Mm-hmm.
Kira's in Milwaukee. She's going to be the tiebreaker today because we have one jerk, one not the jerk. So, Kira, good morning.
Morning. Well, I'm going to say not the jerk.
Ooh.
Because?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, It can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know. All your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
But that's nice. So I'm going to need me a man plow.
I am like getting into the spirit right now because it's been a great week so far. We threw in a zoo pass yesterday.
Clutch.
We threw in a gift certificate to Fresh Chef Mill Prep Milwaukee. And then today we threw in another man plow shovel and two glute drive plus machines.
Use one for each of your cheeks.
This is amazing. You're crazy. You know what? You can do a his and hers workout.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
We'll do for sure. All right. 103.7 Kiss FM. We have got Am I the Jerk coming up next. Oh, and by the way, I didn't tell you how you can win all these. 1037kissfm.com. You can enter once a day. You could be winning my favorite things. All of them. Good luck.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, Erica wrote into the show today, wants to know if she's the jerk for borrowing a suitcase that got ruined and then giving it back ruined.
Yes. Oh, yes. You frustrating. Yes.
Hold on.
Big jerk.
Hold on. What if she didn't do it? What if she didn't destroy the suitcase? Hold on. Hear her out.
That doesn't make sense, but okay.
Hear her out. She said, Allie and DZ, I took a trip to South Dakota a few months back and needed a big, hard-sided suitcase to use as a checked bag. All mine are soft and small, so my older brother graciously lent me an old one for the trip. You know, the molded plastic kind. We get it. The hard one with the four wheels.
The suitcase.
The rotating wheels.
Hard
we got
side.
You. She said, when I got home, I noted there were plenty of scuff marks on its lightly gray exterior. And one of the plastic parts, one wheel was attached to, had a decent crack in it, but it functioned and it was the right size. I didn't need it to be pretty, so I used it.
Right.
Trip went great. After the flight home, I pick it up. The wheel where the crack had been had now completely split apart. And the whole wheel mechanism was hanging on by a thread where the plastic attached to the main bag, basically. She said it wasn't on the handle side, so I could still wheel the bag tipped on two good wheels.
Right, you've done it.
Just not standing up straight.
I could see it. I could just see it, yes.
She said, I thought no big deal. It was an old beat up bag. It technically can still be used. Maybe we can tape it or glue it.
Yep.
But then I returned it to my brother, and he was pretty upset and demanded I buy him a new one because it broke while it was, quote, in my care, unquote.
Oh, no.
I disagreed. Technically, the airline and the airports did it.
No.
And if he wanted it, he could get them to cover the damage, and I could try that, he said. I also offered to buy a secondhand one to replace it. I don't think it's fair I have to replace a beat-up one with a brand new one. He didn't like either of those options. I wouldn't budge. I don't have new suitcase money, and he makes pretty good money.
If y'all go to Ross. My bad. Oh, prejudging. Let's finish
nope,
it out.
No, I always go
you
to
feel,
Ross.
You feel me?
So he did eventually buy himself a new one, but he's holding a grudge now. To be clear, I definitely would have replaced it with a secondhand bag before returning it, but I don't think it's my fault. Mm. Am I the jerk for refusing to replace my brother's suitcase with a new one?
I hear why this is a delay. dilemma.
Erica. So she took a kind of half-broken suitcase.
Right.
It totally broke, but she didn't break it. The airline broke it.
The airline broke it.
Which you should have just claimed it to the airline. You didn't.
Definitely would have claimed it, yes.
They didn't. And now he's saying, no, buy me a new one. And she's saying, I'll buy you a secondhand one. No, honey.
No,
it's a new one. You don't get to buy a secondhand one.
Okay, but hold on. You basically borrowed a secondhand suitcase. In theory, the fact that that suitcase was broken alone is a secondhand suitcase. Mm-hmm. Not even, so a brand new suitcase to me would have been intact. Four wheels, zippers great, the lock, whatever. Perfect. That's a great suitcase.
If I
were to ruin that, then I feel like I need to replace it. But
it was brand new once.
But not when I was using it. When I was using it, it had a cracked, janky wheel, and I was already concerned about it.
Mm.
When unfortunately it got snagged in the tarmac or whatever it was, little track that they use,
yeah,
and it busted the rest of your wheel, had it been a fully intact wheel, the integrity would have been sound.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't.
Somebody said, I think she's the jerk. Doesn't matter how you got it. If you borrow stuff and something happens, you give it back in the same condition or go get or see.
I gave it back in the same condition. Broken. Broken. I gave it back in the same. It was broken.
That's a spin.
Mm-hmm. I did give it back in the same condition.
414-533-1037. This is tough because she didn't break it.
No, she didn't. And I'm going not to jerk.
But she took it and now it's her responsibility to replace it.
That is true. You do kind of assume that, don't you?
Okay, we'll take your calls and your texts next.
Think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Erica wants to know if she's a jerk because she borrowed her brother's suitcase and it was a little bit broken. She returned it fully broken. He wants a brand new one. She said, no way, dude. I'm not buying you a new one.
Fully and little mean nothing. The integrity was busted because it was broken when you gave it to me. Broken is broken.
It wasn't totally broken, though.
But Audrey, it was broken.
Audrey's calling this morning. Audrey, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Audrey. You going jerk or no jerk with the broken suitcase today?
I'm going to go with jerk.
Ooh.
She's a jerk, huh? Why?
No, you got to explain yourself now.
So I'm going to say that she's the jerk because I understand it was probably a little busted when she got it. Mm-hmm. But one, she should have said something to her brother in regards to it already being busted. And two, when she got it from the airlines and it was already like super broken, she could have just did a claim, got a replacement bag, and just gave her brother the replacement bag and informed him what happened.
Mm-hmm. Audrey's saying, do like when you get a rental car, do the walk around.
Inspections and pictures, baby.
Do the inspection with the suitcase before you borrow it so that when you return it, you do the walk around again. And you go,
correct.
I'm sorry, but it was already, see here on the picture, sir, we had one wheel broken already. Sorry.
Got a checklist. You got a checklist, like that scratch wasn't there on the initial checklist, sir.
Ding dong. Okay, so you say jerk today.
Yes.
All right, Audrey, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye. She's standing on business, too. She said, nah, jerk.
Well, Santino's on the phone this morning, so let's go ahead and pull him up because he had an opinion about this one.
Hey.
Santino, jerk or no jerk? She refuses to replace the suitcase.
Look. She's not a jerk. First off, she ain't no jerk because she gave him two options.
Ooh.
She's being a total, you know what, that he's not taking his sister's options. She knew, and he knew that was already broken, one.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what? My thing is return it in the same condition you got it. So if it's already broken, you go to the secondhand store and you get him one that's gently used. It's probably going to be an upgrade.
Right.
So meet him where he's at. And then she didn't, or he didn't want to make a claim. I'm pretty sure he put a claim on the last time, and he probably got paid out by the airlines and kept that money.
Ah, he might have, and he kept the suitcase too, and just kept using it.
Interesting. Okay, but Santino, somebody wrote in and said, "Yes, jerk," because he did her a favor in the first place. No one knows who really broke it. You had it in your possession. You're responsible.
Are they saying the sister's lying and she broke it?
Mm-hmm, that she's the jerk. Yeah,
insinuating that doesn't matter. It's her fault.
They're saying it was in her possession. Man. Figure it out. You broke it. That's
I
what they're saying.
I get that, but it's not like it was brand new. I love what Santino said. Hit the secondhand store. Hit you the Goodwill. Well, get you this. Bruh, I had a suitcase, beautiful suitcase, and it was actually cheap. Ended up busting on me. The wheels broke off. Mm. So what did I do? I went to Goodwill. I was like, I'm not going to pay for another suitcase.
It's luggage is expensive.
Man, it was like a $40 suitcase. I looked it up after I found a business card inside of it.
Yeah.
It's a lawyer, quote unquote, lawyer suitcase. Things like $600. Bruh. Coming in the clutch. I use that suitcase to this day.
Don't you love when rich people take their stuff to Goodwill?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Somebody else texted in and said, not the jerk. I feel like the brother is a jerk and scamming his sister for a new suitcase.
Ooh,
what were you going to say, Santino? Go on.
Thank you. I was going to say that Ross ain't that cheap, though, for the suitcase. I ain't gonna lie, they'd be expensive.
Listen,
be
Santino, nobody's cheap for suitcases.
Cheap, I swear to God.
We could do a whole topic on things that we pay way too much for. Luggage.
Exactly.
We'll
expensive.
Write that down for another day.
Thanks, Santino. You have a great day.
Appreciate you, fam. He says not the jerk. Mm-hmm.
Kira's in Milwaukee. She's going to be the tiebreaker today because we have one jerk, one not the jerk. So, Kira, good morning.
Morning. Well, I'm going to say... not the jerk.
Ooh.
Because?
Because she could have offered to, like, pay maybe, like, a third or, like, half with him.
See, now, you take my stuff and it's broken. Don't offer me a third.
You either replace it or you don't.
But could you imagine I break your stuff and I'm like, you know what? I'm so sorry, but here's a third of what it costs. Is that enough? Like, you'd look at me and be like, are you for real?
I mean, I guess I would.
You broke my stuff?
What about half? If they went halvesies on a new one.
You're only saying half because I offered a third. It sounds better than a third.
It does. It does sound better than
but
a third.
But it's still whack.
It is still whack, but hear
Come
me
on.
Out. The point is, I hear what you're saying.
I have a guilty conscience, and I wouldn't want that to always be a thing forever with my brother. So I would probably give it back and be like, hey, this happened. What do you want to do about it?
Right. You tell me what you want to do. It's your suitcase. Yeah. I hear that. But I love what she said on the front end because she said splitsies. Bruh, listen, you gave me a broken suitcase.
Yeah.
It's not fresh. It's not clean. It's not new. When I finish breaking it, I don't think I should buy you a completely functioning suitcase now.
You hear what you just said? When I finish breaking it.
Yeah. Because you started, I finished. It's just what it is. Unfortunately, I don't feel like I should pay full for a new suitcase when you already broke half of it. I'll pay my half. I'll pay my half I broke.
Listen, you guys are shady, okay? I love your spend, DZ, but no thanks. Okay, thanks for calling, Kira.
Have a good day. Bye. y'all are shiesty.
Texted in, I was in almost the exact same situation. Borrowed a suitcase that was in good condition from a friend. When I got it back at the end of the flight, the handle was cracked. I picked it up and the handle completely ripped off.
Oof.
I ended up buying her a new suitcase, Black Friday deal from Kohl's. She didn't expect a replacement, but these things happen.
It does happen, and it is nice if you can replace, do. But like we've been saying, these suitcases are a tax, man.
Well, that's not the jerk for refusing to buy. I can't believe she broke the suitcase. She broke the half-broken suitcase, and everyone's like, nope, you don't have to buy another one.
It's like, nah, you good, Ma. That's your
crazy.
Brother. That's your brother. It don't matter.
All these people, wait till somebody breaks your stuff. I want you to see. Just wait. Okay, we have to give away Summerfest Power Passes.
Yeah, buddy.
Should we do this?
I'm down to do it right meow.
All right, 414-533-1037. These are going to get you into Summerfest. Every single day.
Every day.
Every day. There's no pressure. Come and go as you want.
Spend the entire day there if you want, honestly.
It's such a good stocking stuffer, too. 414-533-1037. Make sure you dial the 414. Caller 30 is going to win. Kiss FM. This is such a cool prize. Summerfest Power Passes. We are giving these away every single day this week around 745. This gets you into every single day of Summerfest.
Bro, them US Cellular 9-day Power Passes are no joke. Like, they're holding you down. Mm-hmm. For real, for real. It's a hot ticket.
Elisa's calling in Milwaukee this morning. Hey, Elisa.
Hey.
Should we tell her?
Tell her what?
that she didn't win?
I mean, that we're going to the next caller? Yeah, sorry.
Caller 29. I'm just kidding, Elisa. You're going to Summerfest. Like everyone else, but you're going for free. That's the difference.
Man, and a big flex. 9 days, that's a huge difference.
Oh, my gosh. We are so lucky. DZ and I were talking about this off the air, how lucky we are to have a music festival in Milwaukee.
Yep.
Like, that's huge. Oh, totally. And it's Summerfest. So, Elisa, hold on. We're going to get your info, all right?
All right, perfect. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Sounds like she's in a storm.
She's running through a wind tunnel.
Isn't
it snowing a little bit somewhere? Mm-hmm. She might be running through that.
Mm-hmm.
But no, she's running to the winning.
Yes. So another chance to win those Summerfest passes tomorrow. And coming up in just a few minutes, we have a concert announcement.
Ooh.
That's very exciting. We just found out about this.
I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we'll do that around 8 o'clock before the dirt. And coming up at 8:40, we have Harlem Globetrotters tickets. We're on fire today.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Ooh-wee, all the winning right here on Kiss FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so People Magazine came out with their most intriguing people of 2023.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the top five. I am here for all of them. But I do want to throw in what number seven was. Donna Kelsey.
Honorable mention.
Travis Kelsey's mom got
Kelsey
thrown
mama.
In. Mama Kelsey, as they call her. She was number seven on the most intriguing. And it's true because I was watching a video of her interact with them and I couldn't stop. And I'm like, who do I be so intrigued by their mother?
Well, and there was a phenomenon about them, you know, especially when they were playing each other in for the chip. Like she wore that split jersey with both of them on. Like she went viral.
She
went viral. That's why she's intriguing. She just seems like a nice, wholesome lady.
Fair enough. And that was this year, right? Which I cannot believe that even though the Super Bowl is going to be back, we're almost a year out. That's crazy. Bruh. Okay, anyway, so here's the list of the top five most intriguing people of the year, according to People Magazine.
Own me.
Beyonce was five.
Okay.
And I'm here for that because I saw her tour this year and it rocked my world. She had a big impact on my life this year.
She got number one box office right now with that movie, the Renaissance Tour movie.
Mm-hmm.
She dropped that. She's making bank.
Oh, yeah. Her and Taylor with the concerts. Mm-hmm. Smart. So that's five. Number four, most intriguing person of the year. You're not going to know her, but I sure do. Ariana Maddox from Vanderpump Rules, who got really involved in the scandal. There was a big scandal.
Her name sounds familiar.
Her boyfriend was cheating on her. The show's been on with her best friend who lived with them. And
I watched
made
a
the
different
show good.
I watched a different show and he was on it, so that's why I heard the name.
Yep.
Got it.
She's on Dancing with the Stars right now, though, and doing really well.
Ooh.
Like, still surviving. Number three on the most intriguing people list of the year, Halle Bailey.
Uh-huh.
Come on. We know her. The Little Mermaid.
Mm, and she's pregnant now.
She is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
How old is she?
She's old enough.
Oh.
Yeah, old enough for sure.
She looks so young.
Nah, she's old enough.
Number two, a man after my own heart. I call him Lip from Shameless, but other people call him Jeremy Allen White from Cocaine Bear. Or not the Cocaine Bear, the Bear.
The Bear. Yep.
And they're saying that, you know, he's in one of the best shows on TV. He was on, Shameless was one of the best shows, in
Easily.
My opinion.
Hands down.
Obsessed with Shameless. Go back and watch it.
I gladly will watch it and rewatch it. That's one of the greatest shows I've ever
greatest
watched.
Greatest shows
life.
Ever.
One of the greatest shows
Shameless.
I've ever seen in my life.
I would die on that hill with you.
Yes.
So if you have not watched it, watch
it.
Yeah. Number one, the most intriguing people of the year.
Who?
Come on.
Who?
You know who it is.
Oh, really?
It's Taylor. Taylor Swift.
I was hoping they would have
My gone. Girl! She has to be because she's on top of the world. And let me tell you a few other reasons. They said 17 years in the spotlight. She knows when to promote her work and when to be a human and normal and just live her life.
Okay.
She never stops writing songs. She grew up on a Christmas tree farm in Pennsylvania, in case she didn't know that. I don't know if anybody knew that.
I didn't know that.
Before they moved to Nashville when she was 14. So she grew up. That was her start. She just looks like a Christmas queen, doesn't she?
She just look like she bleeds holidays.
Yeah. So, and they said for two decades, she has reinvented herself. And most women are put in the graveyard by the time they're 35. But because she has constantly reinvented herself, she's been able to keep coming back. So I don't mind it.
You go,
They're saying in entertainment by 35.
Oh,
if you aren't reinventing yourself for women.
Sure.
It's true.
Sure.
I get it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Ooh, Taylor is the most interesting person.
Mm-hmm.
Move over, Dos Equis guy.
You heard him. Move over. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. So we not only are giving away a trip to Mexico at 9 a.m., but we've got Harlem Globetrotter tickets for you coming up in the next 15 minutes.
Yeah, you don't want to move because it goes by quicker than you think.
Mm-hmm. But first, before those Harlem Globetrotter tickets, mm-hmm. we're going to discuss something. We need to check in on yeah. everybody listening. We got to yeah. check in on our listeners and see where we're at. And I got to check in on you, and you got to check in on me. This is an accountability check.
I like that. It's a friend check. Check on the homie today.
We're checking on each other.
Not the checking you think, though.
Different kind of check. We're going to do it next, so don't go anywhere. It's time for the check-in. And then the Harlem Globetrotters tickets, because they come to Fiserv Forum on New Year's Eve every year. So mm-hmm. we're sending you to the 1 p.m. game. Hold on. Don't go anywhere. Kiss FM. Friend check. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ. Live from the AdamDeputy.com studios, the Harlem Globetrotter tickets coming up less than 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It is very, very important to check on your friends this time of year.
Yeah. Not because of the Globetrotters. They're good on that. They're going to win. They're going to win that soon. But no, for a different reason.
This is a very important time to check in and ask things like, is your tree up?
Oof. Loaded questions. Yes.
DZ,
yes.
Is your tree up?
Listen.
DZ, is your tree up?
Okay. No. We're good. We're good. Our tree's up. Oh, our tree's up. I'm lying. Our tree's up.
Uh-huh.
It's got lights. It's decorated.
What?
For the most part, we good to go.
Who is she?
Ooh, bad B. That's who. Look at me.
Look at you go.
But no, for real, we're good. We're good. We actually did it yesterday.
Because you knew we were talking about it today. You did it. I'm coming for you, DZ. Do you know what? I put up our tree over a week ago. Mm-hmm. No lights.
Still no lights?
I did them 2 days ago.
Because you knew we were talking about it?
Well, actually, no. I'll tell you why. On Sunday, I put them on because I didn't want my sitter to come Monday morning and be like, really?
Still no lights?
How many days am I going to watch this box sit by the tree? It had been over a week. It was like time to do it. So I held myself accountable.
Bet.
And I put the lights on, and then I quit again. There's no ornaments.
It's in sections, you know?
I told the boys, the ornaments are there. Put them on.
Yeah.
It's you. Go. They're all your ornaments. They're literally the children's. They are from gifts from grandparents over the years.
Sure.
They are art.
Classroom.
Little,
yeah.
Ornaments. I'm like, this is you guys.
Y'all.
Go do it.
And I'm sorry, but you're as tall as the tree now, so y'all could definitely reach.
Taller.
That part.
So we're checking on our friends today. Where are we at with the tree check and the holiday check and the gifts? Forget about it. Don't even ask me if I bought a gift yet. No.
I wish. I know some people are really aggressive out here.
Aggressive.
We've gotten one present. Mm-hmm. One present so far.
Okay.
And that's all. And we ain't going to say for who it is.
I was like, for who?
Nope. Don't worry about it.
It's a secret.
Maybe it's for you.
Right. You're toying with me right now.
All right, man.
What is it?
Don't worry about it. We do have a present for a person, but pretty sure that's about the only thing we've gotten.
Okay, so let's check on our friends today and see how they're doing. Is your tree up? Have you shopped? Are your lights even up?
Are you even trying to celebrate this year?
Do you care?
Right? Or do you just meant by humbug?
Did you know it's December 5th? Did you care? I mean, I don't know. It's going to be Christmas in 20 days. Do we care?
Did you know it's Christmas tomorrow?
414-533-1037. I will say this, DZ.
What up?
Hudson, my 10-year-old, is driving me crazy with his Amazon list.
Did they? Oh, wait. When do you have your kids get you a list? Because think about it. We don't do that yet.
Well, I don't know if we're going to do it at all.
But
I don't know what age it started. It started when Amazon starts sending the catalogs, and then they would just circle things. And now they're old enough, they can go onto the Amazon app and make a list.
Find it, yeah.
So Hudson loves to do this, his Christmas list. He had 17 things on there. I go, kid, mom's getting you about three.
I was going to say, you know this is a percentage deal, not a full package,
right? I said,
right?
You got Transformers on there that cost $50. Okay, you better chill out. You're getting a few of those things.
You're getting one.
Yeah. I was like, I don't think so. But he won't stop editing it every day. He wants to hand me the phone so I can edit my list. I go, stop. I can't buy you anything if you keep editing it.
What does he want to edit?
Everything.
Is he adding or editing?
And
both.
He saw a new Transformer. He saw one he doesn't want. He saw another one.
I want to switch this Optimus for that Optimus. Or okay, I got it.
And just when they say it's the best time of the year, here I am screaming at my child, leave me alone and leave the Amazon list alone. We're done.
Most wonderful time.
He rocks, kid.
Yeah, boy. It's the most wonderful time. Also a little bit stressful, but we make it, baby.
Kick
we
rocks,
make it.
Actually, not eat rocks. That didn't make any sense, but you knew what I meant.
Eat one too. Go ahead.
414. Well, they did when they were little a lot. 533-1037.
Sam doesn't count.
Where are you at with the holidays? Is your tree up? Have you shopped already? We're going to talk to you next. Check on your friends. They might need you this time of year.
It's the buddy system.
It is the buddy system. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Doing a friend check on the holidays. Don't forget, we're hooking you up with holiday plans because we have Harlem Globetrotters tickets for New Year's Eve at Fiserv coming up after we check on our friends.
Perfect little something to do something slight, but you better make sure you're ready to go first.
Mm-hmm. Candy is calling in South Milwaukee this morning. Hey, Candy.
Good morning.
Morning.
How prepared are you for the holidays? We at least have our trees up. Oh,
so she said, let me cut you off, Ma. Yikes. I ain't got nothing.
I have a box on my couch. It's got the stockings and the lights. I've got the tree in the corner that the lights don't work.
I forgot about
and
the stockings.
My husband couldn't find the hammer to hang the stockings, so and then as far as shopping goes, I think I'm like your son. I've revised it like 3 times. Ah! And
just still
editing her list.
Come on.
I actually have to get just settled down and like get it, but I don't even know.
Candy, I ain't gonna lie. I appreciate you. You make me feel good. I feel more ready than you.
Honestly, she's making us look good, if you want me to be honest.
Candy's a paid actor.
Checks in the mail,
Candy.
Thanks, yeah. Candy. Bye.
Oh, have a great day, Candy.
Have a wonderful day.
You too.
I would say have a great holiday, but God only knows if you're actually going to have one at this point, Candy.
Go do some decorating, Candy.
Carolina is calling from West Dallas this morning. Hey, girl.
Good morning.
Hey. Talk to us. How ready are you? You got it going. You got it done. What's up?
I have nothing. My son's birthdays are October, November, and December, so I'm just finishing up birthdays.
Oh fair enough.
I have nothing ready.
Do you care? Or is this a normal thing for you, or are you actually behind this year?
Good question.
This is kind of a normal thing. I usually start it this weekend after my oldest's birthday
Hello,
finishes.
My spirit animal. The Hello. Spirit. Hello, friend.
I mean, how crazy is it to have a birthday during a holiday month for 3 months in a row?
Well, maybe she shouldn't have gotten busy and then, you know, March.
Carolina.
Maybe during spring break you should have kept your legs shut.
No. You didn't just flip this on Mama Bear.
I'm totally kidding.
I love it.
No, Carolina, I'm teasing, obviously. Happy birthday to your kid, though.
Thank you.
True. And quick question. How fast do you get stuff done? I mean, you got 3 kids. I mean, how easy is it to get stuff done if you get a late start on it, honestly?
It will take one day on a Saturday.
Oh.
That's it.
Smooth. Dang, yeah. Carolina, you on point.
You're impressive. It takes us weeks on end just to get one thing up at a time over here.
Took me a month for Aaron to convince me to bring ornaments up.
You had a baby, though.
I don't even try to ask my husband. I just bring it up and do everything myself. And
that a girl. That a girl.
Y'all are funny.
Get it done. All right, thanks for calling.
All right, have a good day.
You too, bye.
Amanda's calling today in Waukesha. She's got her own theme song. You too can have a theme song by calling 5 days in a row.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Weba.
Good morning. Amanda, where are you at? We're checking on our friends today. Is your tree up?
We are disgustingly ahead.
Oh,
wait.
Here. Oh, here we go. Here comes the overachiever. She's probably making cookies with an apron on right now in her kitchen.
Oh,
aren't ya?
No. No, I made those last night.
No. That was
2 weeks ago.
Bitch.
Kidding.
I'm kidding. No,
but what do you mean disgustingly ahead?
We are never, ever this far in anything. Like, normally our tree's not even up yet. We don't do anything, but we're hosting a family Christmas this weekend.
Uh-huh.
That's why.
So we have 2 Christmas trees up.
Wait, 2? Oh, man. See, y'all are getting excessive. Y'all got one for the rooms everywhere.
My mother-in-law bought us one this year, and we already had one, but she didn't like it.
Wait, what?
She's like, wait, wait. But it's not her house.
Ours was too small, and if we're having the family over, we need a really good tree, okay?
This is an Am I the Jerk.
She was not playing my games.
This is an Am I the Jerk if I ever heard one. My mother-in-law came in and switched out our tree because it wasn't good enough. Wow.
It was too small.
She loves decorating. It is her thing. Her house is like thrown up with every holiday.
Oh, okay. So she's a decorator. Then she hosts.
Yes.
Well, she get the tree. No, I'm kidding.
She hosts every year.
Right. No, y'all are switching it up. We know. You know we're joking.
Mm-hmm. And the kids are all excited. And then to make it even worse, last night my husband decided to do the Pinterest dad thing and put all the ribbons on our cupboards, like the bows.
To make them look like presents.
Was to make them look bored? Like presents.
I low-key wanted to do that and then realized that would be horrible.
I was just trying to watch Sister Wives and get it in, and he's putting bows on cabinets.
He's doing his thing.
What kind of Monday
did you
have?
He's putting ribbons around them and everything.
On a Monday.
On a Monday.
Hey. On a Monday.
Who wins a Monday?
Got the he has the energy of a 7-year-old. It's fine. He can do his thing.
Come over.
Let him just run it all out.
ADHD.
Run it all out.
Let him
what
do
I say.
She
let
said,
him do it.
Run him like a dog.
Mm-hmm.
I do that with my
just
kids.
Run it out, man.
Run him like
run
a dog.
Out.
Keep
do
him
thing.
Fed. Keep him tired. Keep him happy. You scratch his belly. Listen, we're simple creatures.
Exactly.
We're simple creatures.
All right, Amanda. Yep. Well, you overachiever. Thanks for making us all feel bad.
Yeah,
have a great
real.
Day.
You're welcome.
Bye.
She said you're welcome.
She said you're welcome.
She said it with her chest.
What a smile.
Double down.
She's like, yeah, we're better.
Fine.
What's funny is, I feel that. When you got family coming over, when it's a different like plan than usual, you know you be on point with it.
Yeah. Let's pull up Saucy real quick, because we got to give away these Harlem Globetrotter tickets, but she's been waiting patiently. I'm different, Saucy.
Hey there. Hey. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're checking on our friends today. We're doing a holiday check. Where are you at?
Well, like I said, high five, Allie, because I did the same as you.
What, dropped the tree and did nothing else and no lights?
Yep, y'all got this. But then I went and I plugged in the lights and only two layers work. So it only has two. I ain't putting new lights on it. Forget that. My nephew keeps on telling me, but here, and he brings me lights to put on the tree. I'm like, yeah, about that.
Sorry, buddy. It ain't gonna happen this year.
Yeah,
never mind.
Y'all already got the ornaments on there. It's too much to put on lights, but next year we'll have a light on the entire tree.
Famous last words.
Yeah.
In 2024, DZ and I are gonna have the same conversation with you December
5th. Did you get a new tree? Yeah, right?
She's gonna be like, nope, we have the same lights. I know I said it, but here we are.
Yeah.
Y'all, not to True get into story. Next year, but I'm already trying to think about next year because I don't think I want to deal with this tree. Thing. I think we want an artificial tree.
With
it was
little
too
kids.
Much. Yeah,
I gave up.
It was a lot. It was
I'm
a lot.
Just back to having everything where it belongs without the kids being little because when they're little, they rip things off. The pets rip them off. It's unfortunately, you have to have the damn thing gated.
It's OC. Yeah, it's
I used
OC.
To have a gate around my tree.
Yeah,
yes.
It's annoying.
Oof.
But wait a second. DZ, you got a real tree?
Yeah, we found one. We got
on
a real one.
The front door.
We Sandra. Did. He told yesterday, and it was on discount. Whoa,
right. What? $20 for a $60 tree.
Girl.
Oh, my God.
It was amazing.
You just went all out, so your house all smells good and stuff?
Well,
that's the other funny part of the story.
Yeah. The tree was... All right, so I'll tell you quick,
this
Saucy.
This is so funny.
Because we do got to do these Harlem Globetrotter tickets. The tree was on discount because it fell off the truck when they were delivering it, right? So the top, foot was broken off, and people
that's
don't want
okay.
the perfect tree, right? So we got a $20 tree... instead of paying $60 for it, but the gentlemen that were selling it were also trying to keep warm, so they had a bonfire going next to all
the... Oh, my gosh.
DZ said, when I got home, the things reeked of a bonfire.
My whole house. Whole front, whole top level smells like a bonfire right now.
So
oh, my gosh. That's too funny. But, yeah, no. The top of the tree, I remember when I was a kid, my parents would get a real tree, and my dad would end up cutting off half of it anyways.
Right? Okay, thank you.
It wouldn't fit in the house.
Boom. That part. See, Saucy, appreciate
and
support.
Now she has to call you dad.
But,
That's what I heard. Sandra, have a great day.
I go by Papa. Thank you very much.
Sandra, we got to give away tickets. Have a good day,
girlfriend. Much love, guys.
Love, bye, Saucy.
414-533-1037. So we are hooking somebody up 4 tickets to go see the Harlem Globetrotters for the 1 p.m. game at Fiserv Forum. It's a tradition. You could start now, or maybe you already go every year, and it's going to be, you know, your continuing tradition. And we give you tickets this year. So, caller number 25, you are going to see the Harlem Globetrotters, 414-533-1037. I got to tell you what, DZ, 103.7 Kiss FM. Let me just say real quick, I just got a Facebook message from Maria, who, you know, these people keep creating these fake Facebook pages.
Oh,
and they've done it to me, to our coworkers. Mm-hmm. They use any, like, one who's got any kind of following.
Right.
And then they message you, these bots message you and go, you've won $1,000, but you've won nothing. It's a scam.
So give us all your private information to receive the $1,000.
And I've had to have multiple accounts shut down of people people trying to copy my page. And some people gave their information, unfortunately.
It's tough.
Never give out any information online to anyone ever. It's a scam.
Fishing is a real thing.
Not just
something that happens on the lake.
Yeah, she wrote me and she said, is this a scam? I said, yeah. She goes, so many are falling for it if you read the comments. And I go, no, the comments are bots too. This is what people don't realize. The comments are bots to convince you that it's real and it's not.
Of course.
God. Okay.
Good times.
I just feel bad and I feel like I had to do a PSA quick.
Who's
Let's
that?
Pull up Todd in Mequon.
Oh, wait, Todd?
Todd. Todd's one
morning, Todd.
Hello, Todd. How's the country club today?
Oh, good morning. Yes. The eggs were a little runny, but everything else was good.
Is the Porsche in the driveway, Todd?
Garage, of course.
The garage, of course.
The 6 car or the 12 car?
Oh, golly, what a preposterous question.
Nobody has a 6 car. It's only a 12 car.
Leave this man alone. It's because he lives in Mequon. Let's go.
Going to see the Harlem Globetrotters.
Oh, New Year's Eve. Yes, darling.
Are you sure you need tickets, or can't you buy them yourself, Todd?
Don't you own the Harlem Globetrotters?
Didn't you buy the Pfizer Forum?
No.
There's so many people in Mequon going, knock it off right
now. Yeah, we had so many necks right now. People big mad. I'm sorry, Mequon. No, I'm not.
I'm sorry, North Shore. I didn't mean it like that. No, Todd, you're going to see the Harlem Globetrotters. 4 tickets on New Year's Eve. You're going to the 1 p.m. game because there's a day and a night game, right?
Yep.
So congrats.
Awesome. Thanks very much.
Yeah. Have you been, man? You have been able to check the Harlem Globetrotters out before?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. We used to go a lot with my dad as a kid, so I'll take him again this
time. Nice. Well, have fun. Another chance to win tomorrow and a trip to Mexico coming up 9:00.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.